The prospect of war and retaliation for war has the nation on edge. The government has declared the most extensive terrorism alert since the September 11th attacks. It includes a return to the orange, or high stage of alert, and an anti-terrorism effort called Operation Liberty Shield. Local, state, and federal officials are scrambling to respond, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The most visible response for most people is at the nearest airport, where every approaching vehicle is supposed to be scrutinized, and some are searched.
Good, how are you? Yeah, inspect your vehicle.
At the Salt Lake City Airport, every car is searched on the upper levels of the parking garage. Inside the terminals, more police patrol more often in uniform and plain clothes. There are other added measures security officials won't talk about, says Earl Morris of the Transportation Security Administration.
I think the objective is to deter any individuals who may have evil design, someone who may have intentions of disrupting air travel or taking the life of someone. I think all of those things, any act of terrorism or criminal behavior, are the things that we are trying to deter here.
At Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, National Park Rangers now carry M16s. Vehicles are scrutinized at the gate. Visitors pass through metal detectors. There's even added protection for the sculpted heads of presidents carved out of the mountain. Don Stryker is the Mount Rushmore superintendent.
I really can't go into specifics, but if you apply your Tom Clancy spy versus spy thinking hat, you can imagine all the kinds of security systems as well as patrols with folks that are capable of night vision. And all of those kinds of things are in play to make sure that people aren't sneaking up onto the mountain itself.
Black Hawk helicopters patrol the skies of Washington, D.C. Los Angeles rushed the opening of its new emergency operations center. There's increased scrutiny at dams, ports, borders, power plants, chemical factories, railroad stations, and national monuments. New York City has its own massive effort called Operation Atlas, which includes monitoring for chemical, biological, and nuclear agents, restricted airspace above the city, and military air patrols. More police are in more public places, says New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Operation Atlas will be the most comprehensive terrorism prevention operation our city has ever conducted. Some of it will be visible, such as the increased police presence at sensitive locations, including tourist attractions, houses of worship, and financial institutions, checkpoints throughout the city and on our bridges and tunnels, and the increased patrols of our subway system, waterways, and harbor.
Even more remote places, far from ports, major cities, borders, or national symbols, are gearing up. Landlocked Utah has massive federal dams and the nation's biggest stockpile of chemical weapons. Utah Homeland Security Chief Robert Flowers says the brink of war makes terrorism anywhere more likely.
There is a belief that there are individuals that are in our country right now that we have not identified. We're just waiting for a reason to wreak havoc on our society, create that fear, create panic in our financial systems. So right now, we're kind of preparing for the unknown. It could be coming in Utah, it could be coming in San Diego, it could be coming in New York, but we can't just sit and wait.
Many state and local officials continue to worry about paying for added security. Congress has failed to provide states $3 billion for state and local security costs. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge told a conference call of state officials that the Bush administration will still seek that funding. Washington Governor Gary Locke was listening in.
But in the meantime, we were urged to beef up and step up our efforts in terms of security without knowing how we're going to pay for it. But this is something that local governments in the state will do. I mean, this is our utmost responsibility to protect the health, safety, and welfare of our citizens. And if it means that we have to take money from other programs or cut back, so be it. We need to make sure that our people are safe.
Some find the added security measures frightening. But on the streets of New York, there's reassurance in all the police and air patrols. This woman declined to be identified.
I've seen police officers basically every time I've looked around. Like, if I get off on the subway, there's one there. If I get off the subway, there's one there. So, I mean, it is kind of nice because you feel like people have your back.
The start of war may bring even tougher security measures, including a 24-hour-a-day intelligence effort by terrorism task forces comprised of federal, state, and local officials. Howard Berkus, NPR News.